First of all, I couldn't get it implanted into my head that I was going. I said, me, the rod, the infantry, me, the rod in Vietnam? Well, what a trip. And then when I was there, the smell, when I first got out of the plane, the smell hit me before anything else. And I just had this eerie feeling like, I may never go back again. A couple more friends. We were on patrol and got ambushed. One of the guys was about 5 meters away from me. The bullet came about 3 inches from getting me. I was so scared they had us pinned down for 4.5 hours. I even ran out of ammunition. We killed 7 of them, they got 2. I can't stand it. We were pulling security for the Bob Hope show so the people with the good office jobs could see him. Don't you dare say any of this to Mom, okay? If she only knew how many times I'd gotten shot at, she'd flip. You know, in a way, I can hardly wait to tell you my war stories. I can't wait to go home and not be scared.
You found yourself on a beach in the night with dudes from Texas, Gorillas, you say. Get your mind off another patrol. Get your 16 ready. It's time to go. You crawl through jungles, steamy hot. Sabatos, your aim, get shot. Heard the cries, saw them die there. You come home with ugly nightmare. Que loco, Vietnam. Veterano, González, Torres, y Lascano, on the front lines again, los Chicanos, Martínez, García, y Lujano. In July, you were fighting away with a Raza on the street in L.A. They said this country ships us off to fight, to return, and he died. Us all right. So Chicanos fought and Chicanos died. Spirits of Aztec warriors at their side. Fight fiercely, what else? Just like we did in World War II. Que loco, Vietnam, veterano. Jose, Luis, y Chano. on the front line against los Chicanos. Martinez, García y Lujano. Found out they didn't care about what you went through over there. Don't ask, 'cause not much you'll get. This war is what they'd rather forget. Que loco Vietnam veterano, the scars are still on you. Do you still hear the helicopter sound? Don't let them put you down.
Got off the taxi about two blocks from my mother's house. It was a long walk home. Two blocks, it seemed like forever though, because it was like I was in a daze, like it wasn't really happening. It was finally coming true that it was home. I didn't knock or anything, I just walked in. I believe my mother was talking to my grandmother on the phone. She just screamed, what I saw. And it was very emotional. There's a lot of crying and carrying on. I was just glad to be home and just glad to see my mother and everybody. I didn't think I was going to see them again. Yeah, I was back from Vietnam finally.